Texas State Penitentiary, Huntsville, Texas. Quint Lupo knew something was wrong. 5 years spent behind the thick walls, barbed wire, and iron bars of the prison had honed his instincts to a keen edge. He figured somebody was going to kill him. He had plenty of enemies in there, that was for sure. A man couldn't stay locked up for very long without getting on somebody's bad side. Look at a man wrong in the yard, bump into some fella in the mess hall by accident, and the strain of being in prison made everything seem worse than it really was. When that happened, pride often turned it into a killing manner. When you got right down to it, pride was just about all a locked-up man had left. As Lupo walked across the yard, his eyes moved constantly, searching for the first sign of trouble. It was a hot day, and being outside for a few minutes caused him to sweat through his gray convict's uniform. Squinting against the sun's glare, he glanced up at the brassy Texas sky. He looked at the guard towers in two corners of the yard, where guards with Winchesters were posted, ready to open fire instantly if they needed to. It was Sunday afternoon, and convicts were scattered around the yard. Any other day, most of them would have been out working in the fields. The penitentiary raised an assortment of crops, some to feed the prisoners, others to sell. The convicts had to work hard, but truthfully, it wasn't much harder than it would have been if they'd been trying to eke out a living for their families from their own hardscrabble farms. It wasn't the work. It was the lack of freedom and the memories of being able to come and go as he pleased that got to a man. Lupo remembered vividly how it felt to race across the plains on a good horse. He loved it, even when there was a posse on his trail.
Hey, Lupo.
Lupo stopped and turned. A convict named Leroy Boozer was coming toward him, followed by several of Boozer's friends. The man was tall and burly, with massive arms and a black beard. He looked even bigger and more threatening when compared to Lupo's lean build and gray hair.
What do you want, Boozer?
Boozer was a troublemaker, plain and simple. He spent a week or two every month in solitary as a result of the problems he caused.
I hear you've been saying things about me. Bad things.
I haven't said anything about you. We have never had anything to do with each other.
Yeah, because some fancy bank robber like you thinks he's too good to associate with the likes of me.
Lupo wasn't going to admit that and make the situation worse, but Boozer was right. The man had been sent to Huntsville because he had beaten his own wife and his brother to death with his bare hands. He thought they'd been fooling around with each other. There was no truth to that suspicion, the way Lupo understood it. He figured the real reason Boozer had killed those two people was because he was blind, crazy drunk at the time. He'd been lucky to escape hanging and sentenced to life in prison instead. Quint Lupo, on the other hand, might have robbed banks and held up trains from one end of Texas to the other, but he had never killed anyone in his life and prided himself on that fact. It was one reason he was determined to serve the remaining 10 years of his sentence and then walk the straight and narrow once he was released. The other reason was his daughter, Kate.
Boozer, I don't want any trouble with you. I'll give you my word I haven't been talking about you, and I don't intend to. Whoever told you that was just trying to stir up a fight.
Are you calling my friends liars?
Boozer stepped closer, his big hands balled into knobby-knuckled fists.
Are you calling me a liar?
I'm not calling anybody a liar. I'm just saying that someone is mistaken.
That's the same thing!
Lupo glanced around. Several guards were in the yard, and they usually kept their eyes on prisoners like Boozer who were known to start trouble. On that hot afternoon, however, they all seemed to be looking elsewhere. Lupo wondered suddenly if that was a coincidence.
Listen.
I'm tired of listening to you.
Boozer lunged forward, swinging a big fist at Lupo's head. Lupo ducked and let Boozer's fist whip harmlessly over his head. Boozer wavered, a little off balance, stepping in close. Lupo hammered a left and a right into Boozer's midsection. He was quick and straightened up, driving the top of his head into Boozer's face. Blood spurted hotly as Boozer's nose flattened under the impact and he fell to the ground. Before Lupo could take any satisfaction from that, Boozer's cronies tackled him to the ground and started throwing punches. Lupo blocked as many blows as he could, but some got through and slammed into him.
Now, we'll teach you a lesson, bank robber!
Boozer got to his feet and walked over to where Lupo was taking his beating.
Get back, you sons of... Get back, dammit!
The convicts fell away to the sides, clearing a path for a brawny man in a blue uniform who was carrying a club. Lupo recognized him as one of the guards, named Hagen.
Start a fight in my yard, will you, Lupo? I'll put a stop to that.
But I didn't...
Get to your feet!
As Lupo was getting back to his feet, Hagen was already swinging his club at Lupo's head.
No more fighting, Lupo!
Ha 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 ha